Yo, DJ L Spade, Common Knowledge Podcast. Just a man doing the best he can with what he got. And I had to call my boy Bradley back again because he basically got everything right he said last time. And, okay, first let me say this. I was wrong. I'm in. One division is dope. I am in, and I see what they was doing. Now, as a caveat, let me say, I never said WandaVision was bad. Never said it was bad. I just said I didn't know where they were going. So a lot of people were trying to crucify me like, what? No. I just didn't see. But what I didn't take into consideration was that WandaVision had the daunting task of starting the whole new phase up. Like, they're basically cranking up the whole new phase with this one. And I didn't take that into consideration. So I knew it had to be kind of slow and draggy in the beginning just to build up steam now. So I'm just putting that out there. Yeah, guys, I was wrong. WandaVision is dope. My bad. All right. Sorry about that, man. But Bradley, what's up, man?
What's up, man? You doing all right?
Ah, slow motion, dude. I can't call it, dude. So how's it feel to be right, dude?
I mean, it feels good. Not gonna lie. I like it. I like being right, but then I'm like, throw me a curveball. Give me something. I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't see that. I didn't think about that. But, you know, and right now it's, you know, it still could. You never know. But right now we're kind of all like just throwing out theories and ideas and just kind of, you know, connecting the dots as we go.
At the beginning of episode 8, it showed the reason why Wanda, as you was right about, was making these TV sitcoms because that's what her family was watching at the time. So you was right about that. You was also right about the parents because they was in every flashback. You was also right about the Grey Vision at the end. Yeah. The cataract theory. Yeah. So that's a lot of stuff to be right about, dude.
Yeah, it's crazy how it all just came together like that. I didn't know how they were going to do it, but just wonders like, you know, we very, very possible this is what we're going to get. And like I told you, Marvel doesn't put out things coincidentally. They like, if they're going to drop a nugget, it's probably going to be something.
All right. Tell me what you saw in this episode 8, though. What did you see? What did your sweaty eyes see?
Oh, man. Digging back my brain. Well, obviously, you know, the kids are still there. We finally get to hear someone say, "You're the Scarlet Witch." You finally get her name used. Throughout all the movies and stuff like that, no one has ever said "You're Scarlet Witch" or anything to that nature. It's always just been listed in the credits. So now she is finally, hopefully finally coming into her true power. Where you found out, obviously, that she had powers beforehand. Like, it's one of those, it's kind of implied that she had, you know, some kind of magic powers to begin with. But once she got in front of the Infinity Stone, it just magnified everything. So you saw that. You saw the whole Hydra experimentation. No one saw what happened to her except for, you know, in her vision. She saw what would be a premonition of what she could be. The Scarlet Witch, you know, with the crown and all this kind of stuff.
You're right. They never did say her name as quote unquote the Scarlet Witch ever in the Marvel series. Going back and doing my further research, right? And actually digging in, when you was talking about the kids and Mephisto having kids at his arms. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, those are twins, yo. That's twins. Right?
Yeah.
I'm still leaning towards maybe these are Mephisto kids, right? I mean, I'm just saying.
It very well could be, but we got introduced to what she has as chaos magic, which means spontaneous creation. That means she, you know, she pretty much created those kids from what that little bit of information that was thrown out there. It could be, but I don't think they would drop that nugget. You know, saying she has chaos magic. She has that spontaneous ability to create
chaos
things.
Chaos magic.
Yeah.
Which is
just okay, just, you know, like I said, just being able to create anything and everything she thinks of.
Just so she basically Jesus. Spot.
But pretty much, I mean, is what it's kind of going coming around to. Is like she can do whatever she wants to. You know, the Infinity Stone just kind of like unlocked that for her. Because
you know, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't get that. Like, was she already a witch before? And then, like, when she met the Infinity Stone, everything just popped out from there? Like, what was that about?
Yeah, I think she had a little bit of magical powers into it. And then she was, you know, Scarlet Witch, you know, being the prophecy of, you know, I guess it was witches or whatever. She's that unlocked the power she had within her.
I didn't get the beginning either. Like when Agatha was with the mom, killing her moms and whatnot, I didn't get what that was all about.
It's just showing kind of how powerful she is and what she's been diving into, the dark magic and stuff like that. But it never told who taught her that or where she was learning it from.
Uh-huh. Mephisto, right? Yeah. We lead it towards it, right?
Yeah.
It could be. Walter says chaos magic means that she just has unlimited magic with no practice and not having to try.
Yeah, basically, like I said, thinks about it. If she thinks it, it's there. It's what it is. It's chaos, pretty much. It's nothing. There's no boundaries, no control. She just kind of, you know, does it. Because, you know, in the comics, all she says is there's something happens, you know, for the kids. They get hurt. They die, whatever. All she says is no more mutants. And literally, like, 10% of the mutants or more lose their powers. They're just gone. You know, done. That type of stuff.
Spoiler alert. God, Bradley, spoiler alerts. Dude, can't be just dropping that.
That's in the comics, though. Where we, you know, in the MCU, in the movies, we haven't established mutants at all right now.
Hey, man, us fair weather friends ain't reading no comic books. Come on. what do you expect from us fair weather fans?
That's the thing about where the rights cross over and stuff like that. Some of these storylines are not in a straight line at all. It's just gonna, we just gotta weave with it, man. You know.
I'm sorry. Continue, man. So what else is going on? Like, what do you think episode 9 is going to be?
Well, it's them possibly fighting Agatha to some extent. I'm not sure, you know, what's going to go happen about that, but I just know that they're going to fight. You're going to get, obviously, you know, White Vision, Grey Vision, whatever you want to call him, coming into the mix. That's a whole other scenario. And then there's probably going to be a few more reveals, but man, it's kind of all just been air right now. It's how much is Marvel going to throw on the table for us to look at.
Okay, I'm going to totally contradict myself because I first came on saying that you could have cut a lot of this garbage out. Like, that was my position. I was like, yo, look, you're putting too much fluffery in it. However, now I'm like, yo, is 9 episodes going to be enough to do this? Like, you sneaky bastards, Marvel. You got me. Because now I'm like, yo, I don't know if 9 is going to be enough to really cover everything. So, is it going to be a spinoff, a new series starting?
I don't think it will. I think it's kind of going to lead into Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. Kind of flow right into that one.
Oh, man, you and Walter need to be talking to each other, man, because y'all got everything. He said, I think Agatha will become her mentor and Doctor Strange comes in. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should be talking. Why am I here?
I mean, I could see that, but it depends on how they're going to take Agatha's character. I mean, because, you know, she has been a mentor, like I said. And it's are they going to make her the mentor or she's going to be the one working for somebody? We still have yet to find out why she is in that hex with her. We don't know how she got there or why she's there yet. So either someone sensed the magic and sent her to go check it out, or, you know, she just happened to be in the right spot at the right time. That's kind of, you know, too much of a coincidence for me. Someone had to set some things in motion, in my opinion.
So who is a problem? Let me read between the lines, because what you're saying is Mephisto sent Agatha to check on Wanda, right? Right?
It could be. Or it could be Nightmare. another.
I forgot about Nightmare.
Yeah, it could be Nightmare. This is where we get into something interesting I was going to bring up. I totally forgot to bring up last week, is that if you put Mephisto out there, there's a good chance that this is going to get banned in China for the supernatural China? Element. Yeah.
They wait, China's supernatural?
Yeah. Yeah. So it gets into those weird, you know, because like essentially he's like the devil. I mean, you run into those potential, you know, things crossing over. So
I'm lost now. So China doesn't like, like what?
Yeah, dude, they banned Deadpool for time travel. Deadpool 2.
Well, for time travel?
Yeah. Back to the Future is banned in China, if I'm not mistaken.
Wait. So in China, you can't have a movie with time travel in there.
Right.
Because this is going to kill society, huh? I'm lost.
Dude, I don't know. I don't understand half their stuff, but it's like, it's another thing is get banned when it comes to putting things like supernatural related into movies. So that's why Disney's going to walk a, you know, thin, you know, fine line on what they throw in there.
I mean, you got to make those Chinese bucks. I mean, come on, that's like a billion people. Yeah, you need that money.
It's one of the, you know, one of the biggest markets in the world. You're not going to miss out on it, and Disney's not going to miss their cut.
Okay, now Walter says, we may get a Dormammu.
Dormammu. Dormammu. I can't talk myself. Dormammu. The character.
Seriously, I'm lost. Who's that?
And Doctor Strange, the main villain.
The first one.
Yeah.
That would actually be a dope connection if they do that again.
Okay, yeah, they never dove back into that at all. Once, you know, he was thrown out there and then disappear, you know.
It's true.
That's another route. Still, we don't know who sent Agatha or anything like to that nature, or who taught Agatha her magic powers, because she keeps mentioning Ralph, and so on and so forth throughout the episodes.
Ralph was her husband, right? Oh, you're right. But we never saw the husband, right?
Right.
That's gonna Arthur, be who's Ralph? Tell me who Ralph is.
Yeah, right. Please let us know. If you know, let us know.
You're right. She keeps mentioning Ralph. However, we never seen Ralph. I didn't think about that. You just said it. Like, yo, you never see Ralph.
I think she did have a kid or something along those lines that, you know, how she can transform things and stuff like that. Agatha can. Ralph may be the bunny. Or something.
That'd be a letdown, man. If Ralph's the bunny, I'd be like, yeah, come on.
Or he could, I mean, I say the bunny, like she turned somebody or somebody turned themselves into the bunny with her or something like that.
Okay, we definitely leaning towards Monty Python to say it is bunny.
The bunny, right?
Like, see, we're getting Monty Pythonish.
Wouldn't that be like the ultimate troll? Just it's the bunny. It's always the bunny.
Yo, DJ L Spade. If you like this podcast, you might like my other show, The Random Show, featuring Alex Lex Calibur Hunter. On The Random Show, we talk about random stuff. Check us out on YouTube. That's Random, RANDUMB. Or on Instagram, just look up Random. So I will say, ranking this on my Marvel scale of like Marvel movies that I've seen, because apparently I'm a fair weather fan. I'm just going to accept it now. I'm not like in depth as you guys are. So, yo, y'all want to talk about me? Cool. I'll accept it. But that being the case, I would put this like right at the middle of the pack now. Like, it's not the worst Marvel movie I've seen, but it's not the best either. As of now, until we see this finale. I don't know. Maybe it may all come together this finale, but I'm definitely all in, waiting on the finale.
For sure. Definitely looking forward to it. I mean, it's got a lot of anticipation, just kind of like building up on certain things. And will we get a Thanos type reveal? You know, hey, saw at the end of Avengers, where you get that side eye from Thanos and he just smiles. That's it. That's all you get. And, you know, you realize he was the next big bad for the whole, you know, phase three and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I get. Once again, that's what I didn't take in consideration when I was first watching it. Like, yo, this has to start the whole phase four off. Like, this has to set the mood for everything. Had to set the mood for Blade. It has to set for Doctor Strange. All the new series have to be connected to this for continuity's sake. And that being the case, yeah, you're going to have to take a lot of time setting up the new villain. And I think it is going to be a big reveal. Like, yo, this is who the guy is going to be for the next phase. Like Thanos was.
Yeah, and it could be possibly any one of those. Those guys, someone that's new that kind of came to light to me is maybe a character called Cthon. I don't think you've heard Cthon. They just got Cthon or Cthon. He essentially was like an elder god on the on Earth years and years ago, and then turned evil and got into all of this dark magic and everything like that. And anybody who reads the Darkhold will be possibly be possessed by him. The Darkhold is in the basement. And Wanda, Scarlet Witch, in the comic, was like prophesized or, you know, however you want to say it, that she would be the person he would possess to come back. And what leads me more to that is that the fact that we've got Eternals movie coming out.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, we got the Eternals coming out. Yeah,
the Eternals coming out. That they have a link directly to Cthon as well. You've got the main, one of the main villains for Thor, Love and Thunder, Gore, Christian Bale is going to play. He's got a link to Elder God, to the Elder God.
Christian Bale's going to play?
Yeah, he's playing.
Oh, that movie's good anyway. If Christian Bale's in, that movie's a classic. Like, sign me up, I'm in. Christian Bale? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm down.
So, and then you've got, so he's playing Gore the God Butcher, and that's kind of where Hela got her, a little bit of her powers from. This kind of, it, they took some of Gore's powers and like her ability to manifest weapons, those swords and everything. That's one of his powers as well. When Cthon wrote everything down in the scrolls, it was translated, and they had another guy rewrite it into book form because it was originally, going to freak you out maybe, it was originally written on human skin. In the comics.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, Marvel can kind of take a dark turn there. So they had a person inscribe it into an actual book form. Now, Veneer, I believe is what his name was. He was like the first hint. And then Cthon turned him into the first vampire. And that's when you get Blade coming from that.
Recap a few things. So for the Thor one, who is going to be the hero? Because I heard Natalie Portman is going to be the hero in that.
It depends. I mean, I could see that being her being the, you know, kind of the main hero, because, you know, we are going to get a Jane Foster Thor in the series, in the movie. Yeah, it's see, that's still a fresh, like a fresh comic series, you know, her getting part of the powers and getting, becoming Thor. So it's going to be interesting how they're going to spin that, because, you know, Thor eventually, you know, loses the hammer, kind of goes on his own little thing.
And the Blade, is the Blade a movie or is it going to be a series?
Blade's going to be a movie. It's going to be, from what I understand, it's going to be PG-13, though. Which is,
oh, that's booty already. I'm out. I'm out. Yeah. I'm out. Seriously, if it's PG-13, I'm out.
Well, we got to get those PG-13 dollars, too.
Look, man, PG-13 for a vampire movie, dog. This is Twilight.
It's, making us, you know, sparkle, and then we'll call it a day.
Seriously, PG-13, how are you going to have a PG-13 vampire movie, bro? Is it not going to be any neck biting?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure that one out myself. But they've got a big task to figure out.
I'm out.
For sure.
I'm serious. I'm out, man. Like, yo, if you make Blade PG-13, dog, it's booty. Instantly. Seriously.
I'm with you. Now,
in fairness, though, what was the last Avengers movie? Was it PG-13?
Yeah.
It was. So have all the Marvel movies been PG-13?
Yes.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep.
Every single last one of them?
Not the Fox stuff. Obviously, yeah, Deadpool was rated R and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, every one of the main Marvel movies, PG-13.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Then maybe. Then maybe. Maybe you cut down some of the curse words.
Why don't you drop one F-bomb you know.
Yeah, you can be PG-13 if you drop one F-bomb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gotta place it then. Time it right. Just, you know, where am I going to waste this capital?
But if Marvel, if anybody's going to do it, Marvel's going to be able to do it. I give them, they've got enough clout right now with me or with a lot of people that they can pull it off. Now, are we going to be hesitant? Oh yeah, for sure. So, but I'll still go into it with hope.
You got more hope than me, man. Like I said, when I see PG-13, I instantly shy away from a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm out.
Disney has to think about toy sales, kids and all this other kind of stuff like that too. So it's like all that marketing that goes on the back end of it. They're not going to just, you know, cut it out.
I'm sorry. Back to the finales, man. So what's going to happen in episode 9?
Oh,
Brad, predictions. Let's hear.
We are going to get, I don't want to go super dark, but if it depends on, I guess, what villain they kind of go with and kind of how they're going to spin Agatha's story into things. But we're definitely going to get a big fight scene for sure. You know, a bunch of superhero moments. Now you're going to have probably the confrontation between Vision and, you know, creative Vision and White Vision. You know, they're going to fight each other or something like that. I'm borderline want to say that they might merge, because you have Wanda manifesting a version of him, but, you know, technically he's not he never was an actual person. So what is he now?
No, wait, I'm sorry. That wasn't the Vision that she saw when she went in there? I mean, it couldn't be because okay. That was just a made up Vision.
Yeah, she created him. Physically, like when you saw them two, they split and she was like, all that energy was coming out of her chest and all that yellow energy. She made Vision. She created that Vision in the Hex.
And that's why when he left the Hex, he was falling apart. All right, I'm back. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm back.
So it's going to come down to one of those things where, like, either during the finale, those two are either going to merge so he can be physically brought back to life, or, you know, something's going to happen where she's going to have to let him go, like officially just let it go completely. Because, in, you know, the Gray Vision comes in the comics, whatever, the White Vision, Gray Vision, he comes back in the comics. He has all his memories, but has no feelings. He has no emotions. Just that's a blank slate completely. Versus the other Vision that she created, he has no memories up until now. But he has emotions. He has all these feelings. It's like, but if you merge those two together, you might get something. But I don't know if they'll, you know, go down that route.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Vision Wanda May has the love and the family and security. And then the other one's going to be probably a murderer. So, yeah, you need both of those sides. Yeah,
pretty much. You're going to have a big fight, obviously. But I don't know how... It's without knowing how the villain is, who the villain is going to be, how it's going to end. It's one of those. It's still, Marvel's keeping that super, super on lockdown because we haven't even seen additional casting for this other character that's going to come in yet. We don't know who this is going to be.
So we are like leaning towards it's going to be another character. They're keeping somebody on wraps.
Yeah, yeah. They're talking to, you know, people have been saying this is like a Mark Hamill level character, you know, kind of like that was a Mandalorian that's going to make an appearance in the show. Side note, what's so crazy is everybody keeps saying it's gonna be Mark Hamill level and all this other kind of stuff. Mark Hamill played the voice of Kathan in an animated series, like my kids watched the Superhero Squad. He did the voice of Kathan in that series, animated series. I just thought that was a cool little link between the two of them.
Yo, that'd be dope because I like Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill is, well, great voice actor.
Yeah,
acting, meh. But I mean, voice actor, love that guy.
Like, this one's almost got me scratching my head. Like, where are they gonna go?
Where does Monica Rambeau fit in all this?
I'm still trying to figure that one out, to be honest. You know, obviously she's got her powers now. We know what she's gonna be. She's gonna become Photon. Photon. She in the comics gets the powers. Kind of like, I don't want to say it's a Captain Marvel kind of power set.
So let's say I was right on that one. I said Monica Rambeau was going to have Captain Marvel-like powers. I was right. Hey, give me my points. I'll take that.
Yep. So she's going to have Captain Marvel-like powers. But she can, like, as you saw in the show, you can see the energy waves and stuff like that of different energy sources. And you saw that when she came into the hex and her vision changed or whatever. And she just followed those energy waves and her eyes turned colors. She went to the basement, her eyes turned purple, like just like the energy that was in the basement. It's going to be like Spectrum, Photon, kind of the same, you know, they're all the same character. As far as she just kind of changed her name a little bit.
Now Walter just hit a good theory, man. Like, yo, okay. Walter coming up with the good points today. They may make Monica a mutant because in the beginning they did say something about how blood work.
Yeah, yeah. Now that's very possible as well. But she would technically be the first mutant. That's another theory I'm kind of noodling around till I get a little more details on. Is that it took her 3 times to go through the hex to get her powers. Okay.
Yeah.
She went through it. Yeah. Yeah. So then that's when she finally got her powers, is when she came through on the third time. The Earth was hit with that same kind of cosmic radiation, 3 times whenever it came, through the snaps, the first snap and then the 2 in Endgame. It kind of leads to a possible theory that those snaps may bring about mutations in, future generations of kids once they hit puberty, kind of like just traditional X-Men go.
Just to get the Walter point, because Walter coming with the heat today. How does Namor fit into all this? Better Aquaman, basically, right?
Yeah, more more cockier Aquaman, basically.
Yeah.
What it turns out to be. My thought on that would possibly be something within the Elder Gods. Something's going to happen that they're going to have to destroy Atlantis. Because in the comics, during when the Elder Gods were here and stuff like that, Atlantis was like a trading hub for certain things and certain for the humans and all that kind of stuff like that.
Vegas. Gotcha.
Vegas. Basically. Yeah. And then like some celestials come in and like destroy it and all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be linked in there some way or another to that kind of like more of the Eternals kind of, it may be like a flashback, or you may get, they've been hiding for so long that they show up eventually. And it could be, to be honest, that the next wave of magic, because Atlanteans were known for learning what they call white magic, just like good, they learn how to use magic, and it kind of leaned more into that when you saw the scene in WandaVision where her mom was using her powers to try to stop Agatha. You saw that crown pop up on her head, that white crown of magic, while she got really, really strong. That kind of links to a character that was from Atlantis.
A lot of magic going on now. Like a lot of magic.
It's very, and what makes it even kind of more confusing is that, that they're merging these two characters. We never really hear about Agatha's mother in the comic series. But this other character from Atlantis, her name escapes me right now. She looked similar to her. Okay. So that's what kind of leans more into that type of magic. And they were really strict on how the use of magic was, how it was used back then.
Okay. This is kind of a red flag to me, man. And this is why. Like, one thing anybody who's ever written a script or a screenplay would tell you, magic makes it too easy to no continuity is needed with magic, because you can always fall back on magic. Like, why did this happen? Magic. So that kind of scares me in the future of this. And that's maybe me being a Debbie Downer. Call me Debs. It's okay. But I don't see It's too many magic entities. You talking about Atlantean magic, then chaos magic, and then do mama, that guy, he got magic. Dr. Strange got magic. It's like, bruh, we get into the magic wars now. It's like, come on, what are we doing?
Yo, what's up, DJ L Spade, Common Knowledge Podcast. If you like my podcast, maybe you'll like my music too. I humbly ask that you go listen to my music on Spotify, Apple Music, or other music streaming service providers. Thank you.
But before I let you go, man, I want to play a game that I used to play with my homie Alex on the Random Show. Mm-hmm. And it's the versus what if. So I'm going to throw out something with you real quick. Dr. Strange versus Dr. Fate. Who wins and why?
That's a good one. Really good one. I'm going Dr. Strange on this one. If he's still got the time stone and can use it right, I'm going Dr. Strange.
See, I'm actually leaning more towards Dr. Fate because he ain't got no gimmicks. Dr. Fate just got that real, that real.
Being the fact Dr. Strange can actually borrow magic from other things and other places, he can pull from a lot more sources, I think, than what Dr. Fate can.
Okay, I kind of disagree, but we keep on moving. All right, okay. So who we got? Hawkeye versus Green Arrow.
Oh, man. I'm going Hawkeye on this one. Not because it's Marvel, because Hawkeye's always had a switch he could turn off. Because, you know, there's a comics, he eventually becomes Ronin.
That
deadly assassin kind of character. And I just don't think that Green Arrow has that mentality at time, you know, when needed sometimes.
Raven versus Starfire. Who wins?
Raven.
Okay, me too. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Just make sure that was a test. got it. All right. Now I'm going to go a little weird on you. Just see what happens. M. Bison versus Batman.
M. Bison? Oh, wow. That it was a
left. Street Fighter 2. Yeah, I'm going left on you. M. Bison, baby, versus Batman. Who wins?
Part of me says M. Bison, but the other part is like Batman would just figure it out, man. You know, he would.
Yo, this is mad tricky, yo. Because, yeah, the answer you want to give is, yo, M. Bison got this on lock, right? Psycho power. Yeah. However, Batman had shark repellent. What the hell make you think Batman doesn't have M. Bison psycho power repellent, bro? And plus, yo, and Walter makes a good point, right? He said Bruce will win, not even like with the Batman. Yo, M. Bison was out here getting those hands from Ryu, and Ryu is basically just a karate guy. So, like, yo, that's all Batman is. Like, a souped-up assassin. So, yo, why couldn't Batman give M. Bison them hands?
Right?
Yeah, I'm going with Batman, man. Like, seriously. All right, how about Bowser / Koopa from Mario Brothers versus Majin Buu? Who wins?
What now?
Yeah. Bowser, you know, King Koopa,
Bowser
versus Majin Buu. Who wins?
I think you stumped me, man. Good lord. Bowser, because I know him. That's it.
Whoa. I'm going with Majin Buu on this one, man, myself.
Personally. Majin Buu.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He can, like, turn people into chocolate and eat them, bro. Like, yeah. How can you, like not go for that, right? Yeah, Boo turned people into chocolate, dude. Like, how can you not, like, roll with a guy who can do that? All right. Hit you with two more.
All right, go ahead.
Goku versus Adam.
I'm probably going to Adam.
Yeah, I'm going to Goku, man. Yeah. Just not even for significant reason. I'm just riding with the squad on that one, dog. Like, I grew up off Goku. I'm just going to ride with that one. Yo, Goku, baby.
I can definitely see that. You know, if he lets him power up enough, he could definitely take him down.
Like, yeah, I believe that. I'm not betting against Goku. Come on, dog. Like, what is this about? Come on. All right, last one, man. Let's make this a good one. Rogue versus Wonder Woman. Who wins?
Going Wonder Woman on this one.
Oh, nah. Hell nah. Nah, definitely rogue, dog.
I mean, nah. I could see it, but who knows? Who would know how to beat themselves better than Wonder Woman? So Rogue uses her powers. She would find a way to, you know, combat that or something.
I'm just saying Rogue can touch Wonder Woman. Bam, all her powers are gone. Like, yo, you can't even okay, if you can find a way to fight Rogue without touching her, maybe. Like, honestly, Rogue may be the realest. I'm just saying.
Makes you wonder, though, what would happen if she got that rope around her.
I see what you did there. All right. Yo, I'm going to go with the watch question. Rogue versus One Punch Man. Who wins?
Oh, Lord. Oh, man. That would be an interesting one. That is a good one there, because then, like, if she makes contact with him, good Lord.
I'm going Rogue.
I'm leaning more to a Rogue, too, because, like, he couldn't make contact with her. But that's the thing, is like, how long would that contact need to be? Because by the time he hits her, one time it's done.
Look, man, I think One Punch Man, like, even for Goku, One Punch Man gonna need like 4 or 5, right? Yo, you're not getting away with one punch on that. And the same thing with Rogue, you're not getting away with one punch with the homie Rogue. You're just not. You're gonna need like 2 or 3. at least 2 or 3, minimum. So I'm gonna go with Rogue on that. Because, I mean, at the base of form, man, Saitama's just a dude. He a human. He ain't nobody important. He ain't special. Just a dude. Dude out here training, doing push-ups, sit-ups. Like, come on. Really? Are we giving him that much credit? That's like me saying, I'm gonna do 100 push-ups a day. And now I can take on Superman. Man, come on now. Like, what are we doing? what are we doing here?
I got you. I can see that, for sure.
Come on. It's like the Incredible Hulk versus One Punch Man. We're going with the Hulk, right? Like, seriously, you think One Punch is going to take out Bruce Banner? Come on.
Oh, no. No. Not, sure
exactly.
He's one of the few people who actually gets stronger when they get punched. You know.
Facts.
So I can see the Hulk beating him.
Not to get into the nerd in this too much, the only person that could deal with the Hulk was the guy they made to deal with the Hulk, which was Wolverine. Like, that's how Wolverine was introduced. He was introduced in the Hulk comic books as something to kill the Hulk. So, yeah. Wolverine, definitely. Yeah, but anybody else? Nah, you're not kidding me on that one. Come on. One Punch Man? You're just a dude. All right, Brad, I'm going to wrap it up right here, man. But you got anything else you want to throw out there, dude? Any theories?
Nah, I think we pretty much covered most of my theories. Just know that I think that I'm kind of thinking it may be K'thon because of all the links to these other characters. But... you know, we'll see how that goes.
So we're going to K'thon is going to be the main. You think the main villain is not going to be Mephisto? It's going to be K'thon, which is the first vampire guy, right?
Yeah, he's the elder god who turned evil and has been trying to get his way back to the earth as well. Because that's why you've got the Darkhold, the Eternals. He's got links to all of those. The Deviants, which is Thanos was a deviant, so he's got linked to all of those characters that are possibly coming up in these movies. So I'm kind of leaning more toward that now. I kind of thought maybe Mephisto, but then, you know, obviously the China, the right, the being able to show the movies over there. So that's my theory on the big, big bad. Now, obviously, you have Agatha. How are they going to spin that one?
All right. So there you have it, man. The homie Brad. Giving you his expert analysis. I say expert because he was right about everything else. So giving you his expert analysis on what to look out for episode 9. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, as always. So thank you, Bradley. I appreciate you giving us your expertise, man. And that's coming out of the podcast, man. We out.